artificial intelligence, AI, it can sound like this futuristic, even scary thing, but a lot of us already use apps and gadgets powered by AI, Siri and Alexa, to name two, both running on artificial intelligence. Finland is trying to educate its citizens about those practical uses of AI, specifically its senior citizens. The world's Lydia Emanalidou with that story.
In many ways, Helulu is your typical grandma. She's retired, spends a lot of her time taking care of her grandchildren.
I also sing in a chorus. I like fitness exercises. And I'm a part of a book club, so I read a lot.
These days, she's got a new gig as an AI evangelist.
AI is now my new hobby.
It's a volunteering gig, part of Finland's national plan to keep its citizens tech savvy. Helu first had to learn the basics of AI, the ethics, and even some programming. And now she teaches it to other seniors at community centers and libraries.
I had certain bias, I think, before I started to discuss with seniors. I thought that maybe they don't know that much, but this is not true. They know a lot.
I think it's really great to have the seniors teaching each other because then everybody learns at the same time from each other.
Taru Tuomala works at a senior center that recently hosted one of these training sessions.
And they had this small robots, and they had a Tai Chi lesson, small Tai Chi lesson.
Wait, so they did a Tai Chi lesson with the robot?
Yeah, the robot did a Tai Chi lesson.
Was it a big, robot or a small robot?
Quite small. It was standing on the table. Then there were the teacher said that maybe we should go now. And the robot said that, yes, okay, but can you hold my hand? And then they hold hands with the teacher and the robot and walked away. And everyone was like, oh, this is so cute.
Finland's not trying to become a global AI superpower. Instead, it wants its citizens to know and use AI in practical ways. Finland's offering a free online course through a university, and they want at least 1% of Finns to take it. Their hope is that Finns will have fluency with artificial intelligence and that they'll help shape the country's policies in the future. And Helulu agrees that senior citizens like her 80-year-old mother shouldn't be left behind.
I have seen how difficult it is to live in this society if you don't use digital services.
Banking, apps, communication, they're all changing because of AI. And now Helu isn't just helping her elderly mother keep up. She says her own adult kids and her grandkids are coming to her to learn all about AI. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.